Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Today is our special guest day, where we will hear from a friend in the ministry who will share their insight and stories on truth in this chaotic world. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Guest Thursday, and this will be airing toward the end of June, I think June 20th. And we have a very special guest, Kathleen Fernandez Colatrella. Am I pronouncing that right?
Yes.
And she
well done.
She came to a retreat a year ago with her husband and has been walking with Abiding, and we wanted her to share her story because of her life and her walk with God. And Kathleen, we're just excited to have you join us today, and we know that we'll have you share your, because I think you said you're at work in New Jersey. What kind of work you do?
It's a pleasure to be here. I'm so grateful, really, for all the work that you've done, or that you continue to do for the kingdom. I work in supporting the pharmaceutical companies with the clinical trials. So I run a business that has a platform where we help them launch the trials faster with the right physicians and the right patients.
Yeah. And just, my background is all medical, including clinical trials. So what she's saying there is that a drug company comes up with a new drug, and they have to go through a series of tests to verify its efficacy, one, and then all the side effects too. So, which, by the way, and this is a side comment, the problem with some of the vaccines, they didn't go through all that testing. So it's an interesting thing. But so what you do is you locate physicians, right, and then coordinate them to be able to have them administer the new drug to a test sample of patients, and you do that all over the world, right?
That's correct. Yes.
So, go ahead.
God has been prompting me since I started the Abiding Retreat with a vision to use what we do to help patients get access to care. Through the clinical trials. So if you don't have insurance, you don't have a way to get access to good medicines or even good care, go on a clinical trial, because that's the best care you'll ever get in how it's structured for patients to be able to have access. So, that's the good part from what we do, sort of like the vision that I have in terms of making sense of working in this space. I'm a pharmacist by training, and I don't take any medication. So it's in order for it to make sense to me, it's just that, the industry is doing really good work to get novel treatments out there. But we need the collaboration from everyone to be able to make it cost effective and really useful for patients to get access to good care.
Yeah, that's going to be, it'll be fun. I'm excited about your vision, because it's an interesting possibility with clinical trials, is that, of course, the pharmacy and the doctors, they're just trying to make sure it works. Works meaning the system works to get tested. But there's a side potential that they need patients. And what you're saying is actually you would go further into encouraging, coming up with a way to get patients that wouldn't even know about it to actually come and volunteer for the trial, and they could get care. So that'll be fun. That'll be fun to, as we process God's will together down the road, how God's going to work that. And it starts with a vision, a thought, an idea of, hey, God says, pay attention. I'm doing something here. He said, now you don't go figure it out yourself, but let me show you how to do it. So it's going to be fun to do. That's exciting to me. So first of all, we'd like to hear your story. How did you come to know Christ in your personal life?
I come from a big family. I'm one of five, and I'm the first one to become a Christian in our family. So it's kind of awesome, but at the same time, very challenging. So I was raised Catholic and, very devout Catholic. And sometimes we miss the target, right? Because we think, we have a relationship with God. We go to church. We know Jesus, but we don't. So that truth became available to me when I had my first child. I'm married. I have two children. And I was going to the Catholic Church on my own. And people thought I was a single mom because my husband wouldn't go to the church because he said I would never get anything from that. And so then I said, okay, well, then we have to find a church where we can go as a family. And then we wound up finding this non-denominational church. And then it was a divine appointment with someone who reached out to me and welcomed us so beautifully. And then the rest just came through, where I started to join Bible studies and I started to understand, really what is it? It's not a religion. It's just a true, beautiful relationship with Christ.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And where was that?
At Jacksonville Chapel in Lincoln Park, New Jersey.
In New Jersey, okay.
That's the church. Yeah, that's the church that we belong to. We've been there now for 18 years.
Okay. Did you grow up in New Jersey?
I did. I was born and raised in Hoboken, New Jersey. I'm not sure if you know Hoboken.
I have driven through it.
Okay. Yeah, everybody knows it now because of Cake Boss. we had all of our cakes made there when we were little, and it wasn't a big deal. And now you have to get online to go to the bakery there. But from a humble family, hardworking parents, and really just lived a very wholesome life with a lot of family around all the time, and believers in the sense that we're all Catholic and we all celebrate, all of the Catholic traditions. And So then we moved to West New York, which is also a very Catholic area there. And then it wasn't until I got married and then had my first child that I said there has to be something more that we can share as a family to start understanding our religion. I stepped into it still as a religion when we went to that non-denominational church until they showed me no, it's more than that.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. And the you said it's 18 years. How old are your children now?
So I have a 22-year-old. She just graduated from Liberty University, and she is a music major. As a matter of fact, she's on a mission right now, Every Heart. I don't know if you know the YWAM organization.
Oh, yes.
Through that. Yeah, yes. So she's 10 weeks, 10 cities in the U.S. to evangelize, and she's going to lead some worship with them as well. So praying for her all the time that she's covered by the blood of Christ as she travels to different cities with this group. And then I have an 18-year-old who just completed his freshman year of college. Yes.
Where is he at? What school is he at?
He's at Scranton University.
Okay.
Pennsylvania. Yeah. Did your daughter know Kate Cornell at Liberty, who's also in music there?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, we actually met with them and celebrated. It's so weird because they both graduated at the same day because they're both part of the music program there. So we sat with them and then we celebrated after the graduation with pizza and dinner and everything where we were staying.
Great.
So it was great. It's really great. They came to see us. It was great.
What does she have any thought about after YWAM, where she'd like to take her music capability, or she's not sure yet?
She's not sure. She has been putting out music. Her vision is just scripture to music, right? Bringing writing songs that are all about the scriptures, and I'll share a few with you that just tells the whole story of the Bible in a beautiful song named Y Yahweh. Her gift has always been, as I see it, has been writing, even in school, high school, all the years. It's just that she is a phenomenal writer and thinker. So that has led her to just, Mom, I just want to tell everyone about Jesus, and I want to do that through music. So she's looking to see maybe land someplace at a church that writes music and puts out their own music. That would probably be ideal. She's going to come back and probably teach for a little bit just to see until she figures it out and she lands the place where. And so that'll give her some time to continue to write while she's earning some dollars and stuff like that.
How long will she be on this mission with YWAM?
She will until August 2nd. That'll complete the 10 weeks.
Kathy marked down that maybe then in September we have her. What's her name?
Claudia
Have
Colicella.
Claudia and Kate
Oh, that
Cornell
would be fun, right?
on a podcast, because they both graduated from the music program, going in a little bit different directions, but they both have hearts to let God use their gifting to follow him, and so
That would be so fun.
that'll be fun to listen to their story, particularly if she went through a summer with YWAM. I bet that's going to be interesting just to hear about that. So.
Where all is her summer mission taking her? You said she's going to several cities.
So there was 120 students between the ages, I guess, 18 and 23, and they were all trained in Michigan, and then they get dispersed throughout the U.S. in sort of 20 students in a van, and they just drive to different locations. She was assigned to the Southeast. So she's now in Tennessee. This week she's in
Excellent.
Tennessee.
That's so cool. Good for her.
And then it follows, I think, Georgia, Florida, North Carolina, the Carolinas as well.
I hope she enjoys the heat. It's going to be hot. That'll be funny. And you're a member of C12, right? In New Jersey, and
I am.
One of our leaders, Chuck Eapen, he's been to retreats and had people come to retreats. And Kathleen, kind of understood through Chuck that we were who we were, and she'd like to at least explore that. So she wound up contacting us. And at the moment, we didn't have a retreat necessarily set up, but Scott Cornell, who his daughter Kate knows them, which is how God works all this together, wound up having an opening up there in New Hampshire, and he calls Kathleen and says, and this is like a week ahead of time, hey, you want to come?
That's
And
great.
Kathleen says, yeah, we're coming, and so she and her husband come. So why don't you talk to us about, as you're growing, you've been growing in your faith, and now you come and learn about abiding. What has that done for your walk, and what does that look like for you as you now go deeper into the relationship of Christ, which you've stated, and how does abiding and what does that mean, to you? So just kind of walk us through that a little bit of what that's meant to you, what you've learned about it, and then how are you living that out?
Of course, yes. So I'm just going to backtrack a little bit about C12. It's just an awesome organization, so I have to give a plug for them. It's just business owners and CEO just transforming their businesses to be to run it as a ministry, and that was what shaped the vision of saying of for myself to be asking the question, what am I doing? And why am I doing this?
Right.
And then when I thought about it, and so we dug deeper into that, and maybe I don't proclaim that to every client I talk to because they may not care, but I know in the back of my mind, you give me the trials, I'm going to try to place them in areas where people don't have access to care, and then that'll make that meaningful, and then you're actually, benefiting patients through this whole process. So I got that through C12. So when you start to move in the realms of where people are just looking to God's guidance on how we make all of this work and how do we serve, it's tremendous. So Chuck was after me for about probably about 4 or 5 months, talking about a retreat. If those of you who don't know C12, you have to report not only on your business, but the wheel, which is around your whole life, your marriage, your finances, your discipling. So I kept giving low marks to my marriage. So he said, I don't want to cross on our one-on-one. He said, I don't want to cross the line here, but there is a retreat that, you keep giving low marks on your marriage. There is a retreat that you can attend and might be really beneficial to both you and Alex, my husband Alex, to attend. So, like Rich said, we were trying to get schedules together, and months went by, and we couldn't get in until Scott reached out. So I wanted to go. It was almost like World War III at home for my husband to say yes to this. So I want to say that very humbly because sometimes we say no, or someone will say no to us, and we just give in and say, okay, well, then it's not for us. But I insisted, and it was the first time that we're empty nesters, right? So I'm looking for more. I'm thinking this is the time where we become best friends, where we grow together, and that wasn't happening. So the retreat came at a perfect time. So Scott, in the way that he is so joyful about everything, said, just tell Alex to come over and enjoy good food, good company, and we'll have a ton of fun. And Alex grudgingly agreed, and we went to the retreat. And it was the first time that I saw him so attentive to just listening and absorbing what was being said. Even though we go to church and he comes to church with me every week, and I never saw him, so attentive to Scott guiding on how do we do this abiding and what is it. And so when we got to the exercise of at the end of the retreat, it was a solo exercise because the relationship with God is very personal. So it's very individual. And he looks at me and he goes, wait, you're not going to sit with me and do this? And he said, I don't know how to do this. I don't. And then Kristen affirmed and said to him, it's okay, Alex, I'll be right here if you have any questions. It's okay. So my advice to anybody, just jump in and don't worry about, what's going to happen. Just push and jump in. So since then, I've been able to I have this curiosity, this hunger to learn and learn more about what is it that God has to say. So I went through, we went through the retreat, came back and started applying it. And then it's like, the words, the Bible started to look different on how I was reading it. The words were just like so rich and so instructive in anything that I thought of. Okay, well, it shows up in the Bible. There's something to, God has something to say about it. So I wanted to know more and go deeper. And as I'm going through a lot of flux with the business, changing things around, and it's been a struggle, like sort of in the waiting as to when it's going to be that tipping point for the company. I then jumped into discerning God's will, the course that it's absolutely beautiful, absolutely beautiful. So I'm so honored that I am actually talking to Richard live because I see you every morning. I see you every morning. And doing that course, and it's just has taken my abiding to another level, right? Because now I'm learning that there is a process, that God has a will that He's willing to share with you. You just have to ask Him, and you're going through that. But it's every day. It's every day that you have to have that,
Yes.
front and center, because otherwise, I feel like I'm walking on a tightrope, and it's okay because I just have to stay on there, because if I look to the right or to the left on other things that sound like they're so great and they're the solution, I fall. And then, but the beautiful part about that is that then God's right there to pick you up, and then you get back on the road, and you're walking that tightrope. So, so it's been, an incredible experience of experiencing God for real.
Yes.
So sweet.
And as you express, what abiding and being able to have that deeper relationship with Christ, what role is journaling play, one, and then two is help our audience understand the difference between Bible study and abiding, because it's life, it's life from the Word. It's not studying the Word, it's receiving the God's life from the Word. And so what role has journaling played for you? And then how would you help the audience understand the difference?
So I've been through a lot of Bible study, and I don't know if you know BSF. It's a Bible Study Fellowship, where they go really in deep into
Deep
the Word,
dive,
and we study. Yeah, we study every chapter. Every book is a year of study, and it's a really impactful type of learning. But it's different because, you're learning, and it's great because you get to learn the stories. You get to learn exactly the Bible. You get to learn it from a perspective of a book, of the stories, the characters, and everything that plays into that. But then the difference with abiding is that you get to experience the Bible, if I can say it that way, where when you sit to read the Bible, and you start to sort of meditate on some of the wording, and you repeat it again. It's not a fast paced kind of exercise. It's something that it's methodical. It's slowly. You have to think, and what is it that God is trying to tell you? And then you write on that. When you write, then it just blows your mind, because then it's like somebody's talking to you as you're writing about what you just read. And I believe that's also the Holy Spirit, right? The Holy Spirit,
Yes.
you just it just things I start to write about things and say things that I don't feel like that I was thinking that, but it just came through as I continued to write and express what I thought God was trying to tell me in that passage. And then it just helps me just lead my decisions and my act reactions to the way what was revealed to me that morning when I'm journaling. And it's a process. It's not perfect. Oh God, no, I don't do it perfect. It's it does require some discipline, right? Because I have to get up early, and I have an accountability partner to say, "Are you up? Are you up?"
That's great.
Wow. It's a process that I think everyone should tap into, because there's so much power and there's so much assurance and confidence in that you're walking in the right path. And it's not easy. All the answers don't come quickly, and you get impatient, and you have your bad days, and you argue with your spouse, and but then you just come back and you just talk to God, and you read again what is it that He's trying to tell you through His Word. So it's been the level of a learning and intimacy with God has, like, quadruple. In that I walk in confidence that He is with me wherever, in the midst of everything that's going on. and tries to tell me, and then you have to be obedient, right? And sometimes we're not. Okay, I've heard that, but it can't be that. No.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Well, thank you, for sharing that. And, we can see it, in you and hear it in you that, it's, and you really said it, it's the difference between intellectual learning and experience. And you experience the life of God, and He gives you life in the Word and the Holy Spirit. And it's a dialogue, it's authentic, it's not about perfection, it's just relationship. So thank you for sharing that. And we're going to have Kathleen on next week, and we'll talk a little bit more about she's learning about God's will. And we'll just talk about what you're learning. You're kind of in the middle of it, and this is something that everybody, as you abide, it is moving into, well, you got a lot of questions and a lot of decisions to make and a lot of issues. Well, God has a way of communicating that to you. So we'll explore that next time, Kathleen. Thank you so much for sharing your heart, and it's exciting to see your excitement. So Father, we pray
Absolutely.
for Kathleen. We're just always amazed at how you put things together at the right time for your invitation for us to learn to walk with you and then take it further and then give it away. And so we're excited, and Kathleen already has given it away because she's had another retreat. And so we just pray that you bless her, you bless her marriage, you bless Alex, continue to speak with him and guide him together as they enjoy this new season of life. And we praise you and thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
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 Thank you
Amen.
so much
Thank
for
you.
joining us, Kathleen. We look forward to having you back next week. And thank you to the listeners who joined us today. If you have questions, be sure to send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep, we'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments, and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.